Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, let's see what happens on Monday that didn't happen on Sunday, didn't happen on Saturday, didn't happen on Friday. It's time for us to check in as we have another hour or two or three or four, depending on how long you've got to hang around with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here. We are celebrating December the 4th, are we not? Is today the 4th? No, today's the 5th.
The 5th.
Monday the 5th. So let's see here. On Wednesday, it's December 7th. You know what that means. We always go back in history. But until we get there, we move forward with things that are happening. The headlines from stories around the country, around the world, with your trends and thoughts on those sorts of things. Here's how you can connect with us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. So we'll bring you the facts of a story. We'll bring you some opinions, comments, if you will. If you need clarification, we ask Jay for that. Because I often get lost in the sea of words. You know what I mean? Jay's very good at sorting these out, or she'll pick it up. If I'm going adrift, she'll pick up the story and go, okay, yeah, this is what's going on.
Well, but so, have you noticed in a lot of today's stories, and I don't know if this is journalism or maybe it's just the human mind being more inquisitive, but I feel like there are always so many more follow-up questions that are always yet to be answered.
Well, there are. That's because journalism isn't really journalism anymore. There aren't really any good journalists or many of them. Nobody is asking the good question just to ask the question. I'll tell you something, though, as an example of the best sort of, I suppose this is journalism, this is personal or personality journalism. I watched on Saturday night an interview that Howard Stern did with Bruce Springsteen, and it's the best work. It was a way to find out. I've always liked The Boss a lot. If you remember, those of you who've been on with me on this program for a number of years, Roberta Fasanelli was my Jay Kirshner, and she was a Bruce Springsteen fan to the point where she would go sometimes see him four or five times in a week. She's been to hundreds of his concerts.
That's
and I felt like I, and she took me with her one night to a Boss concert, and it really was an experience. But, and he'd go on like for 3 hours. And so Howard asked him how he saved his voice. What is there? How do you do this every night and you still have your voice at your age? Cause he's getting up there. I think he's 70, isn't he? Maybe 70, 71, maybe even older than that. Because they were both referring to each other as being the same age. At any rate, Bruce's answer was fabulous in that he talked about how he didn't smoke, he didn't do drugs, he didn't drink much liquor, and he thinks that helped him a lot. You know, and it's true, a lot of singers do smoke, and it has affected their ability as they got older to be able to, I don't know how, smokes like a chimney. The guy who's in, he's at Farm Aid, John Mellencamp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Smokes like a chimney. I don't know how he's been able to keep it up.
Well,
but at any rate,
some of them who started smoking at a young age almost did it to get more of that raspy.
Maybe. Well, the radio guys used to do it. The ones who wanted a deep, 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 deep voice. We used to tease some of these guys, these newsmen who had voices that were so deep, they used to gargle smoke cools and gargle with razor blades. But in fact, they would gargle with ice before they go on the air. Ice water. Anyway, so it's really the essence of my reference here is to a very good interview that gets to the heart of who Bruce Springsteen is. And actually, bad interviewers bring themselves into the interview. Good interviewers don't. But in terms of Howard, because people know Howard, they know what his shtick is. So the two of them were sort of comparing notes. But anyway, the point that I'm making is that it was really good to hear the story of Bruce, and it was good because Howard was able to bring out, and he does a good interview now, even despite the fact that a lot of people think that he's, you know, a debauched soul. I happen to think somebody, and I was on to social media with it a bit myself, and somebody said that Howard was, you know, no good, and I said that's not true. In fact, Howard is personally quite a nice fellow, gentle. He's very smart, and, you know, he's softened. We all kind of do a little bit as we get a little older. I think most of us do anyway, unless, as Victoria used to refer to me as Captain Curmudgeon, sometimes, you know, you get tired of the same old thing.
Well, and the shock value used to be very valuable.
Yeah, right. The getcha stuff is what the young, inexperienced, or the people who are not really interested in journalism but interested in their own stage value, if you will. Those people, you know, the interviews are often soft. They're selling themselves. They're not selling a story. And so, anyway, it goes around and comes around and goes around. And speaking of that, it's time for the Time Person of the Year. Speaking about all of these names and stuff. So they're going to name, it's usually the week before Christmas, I think, when they do it. And all through the house, not a creature is stirring except the people who want to be Person of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look back over some of the Time Magazine Persons of the Year, they started doing this in 1928, Man of the Year. And then, of course, in the 90s, you have to become gender neutral. So it becomes Person of the Year, and that's fine. I think that is appropriate. Why should women not have the same focus as men? 2012 was Barack Obama, after he was reelected for a second term. Let's see here.
And that was also his second time.
Second time around, yeah.
He did it, yeah. Yeah, he received it in 2008.
Yeah. All right, so we're going back to the last 10 or so. Pope Francis in 2013. I think that was appropriate. I've always said I thought he was the strongest leader that we have in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I faltered. I guess I winced a little bit when he praised Cardinal Law of Boston, because Cardinal Law of Boston was a cur and deserved to be put into a grave without a marking on it. He was a horrible, horrible, horrible human being. He was responsible for the pedophile stuff and priests. He was the worst example of how they covered all that stuff up. So that. But other than that, I think this Pope has done quite a good job. In 2014, it was the people who were fighting against Ebola. Mm-hmm. Remember that? The virus that spread all over Africa. And we thought it was going to come here, but it didn't. 2015, Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany. She was in office for 16 years. I think she was the first woman, wasn't she? Was she the first one? The first one ever. I guess I'm recalling some of these. Mm. Her economic leadership was what they said was the reason. Trump was Person of the Year.
Down.
Yeah, right, exactly. Trump was Person of the Year in 2016. The silence breakers, people who were focusing on the hashtag MeToo movement, general category, they were 2017. There were four people who had been vocal in the MeToo movement as examples of it. Ashley Judd, Taylor Swift, Susan Fowler from Uber, and another person whose face wasn't visible. Ashley Judd is very interesting. She's a very interesting human being, I think. One of the things in the interview that Howard Stern did with Bruce, they talked about Taylor Swift and how much of an impact she's had on the music business. I thought that was very interesting. And Bruce said he didn't know her well, but he'd met her a couple of times. He comes across as very unassuming. He was talking about picking his daughter up at Newark Airport.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bruce Springsteen seems like one of those people who, like, he doesn't know he's Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. Well, he talked about the fact that he's a blue-collar singer. He never had a blue-collar job, but his father did. Much of the influence on his music has come from him and who he knows. And that's, I think, what good music does come from. Well, you know, you talk about Taylor Swift. She's already writing about the boyfriends that dump her. You know, that kind of stuff becomes, it's interesting. And it's also compelling stuff. Anyway, 2018, The Guardians. It was, I don't know, The Guardians.
He's with a journalist who.
Yeah, I know, but I
don't.
Yeah, well,
reporting.
Khashoggi was the highlighted one who was killed by those no good SOBs, the Crown Prince and the others. He's the. We know that those people in Saudi Arabia are dirt, the people that run it. They're just dirt. Greta Thunberg, the young kid who is the. She was the youngest person to ever be Person of the Year. She's the one who's the climate change activist that next to her, right? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, kind of a waste of time. And my, I just have, I am so off. I have always been off Kamala Harris, but I'm more off of her now. She's just a, and you notice that Biden never, they don't, you never see them together. They never do anything together.
No.
She's a complete waste of time.
An unfortunate choice.
Very bad choice. Yep, very bad. Elon Musk was the Person of the Year last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's done well holding up his end of the bargain of being very much out there, if you will. So, anyway, that's a review of some of the people that have been. I'd like to see, all this does is promote Time Magazine at a time they've kept themselves moderately relevant in a time when this sort of magazine, like newspapers, have gone the way of the wind. There's just not much interest anymore. I don't read Time Magazine, but very rarely when I pick it up in a doctor's office or something. And I used to subscribe, I used to get all those magazines, Newsweek. I think Newsweek is actually better at staying relevant, frankly, from my experience, than is Time. Anyway, so there they are, the people. That's something for us good to think about here as we get started in this half hour of Good Day. It's 18 past now.
Paid for by Govmint.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom-printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We'll be right back. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Network, Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I here to work our way through a lot of things that are going on, including the passing of an icon, somebody that most of you, most of us, grew up with in one way or another. I'm talking about one of the stars, one of the original human stars on Sesame Street. We'll focus on his life and his passing in a moment here on Good Day. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code, MyPillow.com, for the Giza Sheet Special.
Oh, no! Not that song again! Please!
Oh, oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day. Here comes someone now.
So, I didn't grow up. This Sesame Street didn't start until I was an adult. But my children kind of grew up on it. The show first aired in the 60s. So, Jay, I'm guessing you probably grew up on Sesame Street.
Not to my knowledge. If I watched it when I was younger, I don't remember it. I don't believe I was a Sesame Street fan, but it's still iconic nonetheless. And
yes, right.
Whether you watched it or didn't, you still know pretty much everything about
Mr.
it. So much of the music
Snuffleupagus
came from
it. Oh, yeah, exactly. Bert and Ernie. Anyway, the point of our focus on Sesame Street is the passing of Bob McGrath, who was one of the original stars on Sesame Street, and he was a staple on the show for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
His family shared the news on his Facebook page, He's probably best remembered as this cast member, but he's done a lot of other acting. He was in The Pilot, played himself, and then he worked as imagine that, 47 years, 47 seasons on Sesame Street. And he didn't stop until a couple of years ago. His last episode was called Having a Ball. But he really provided a lot of education. That's what Sesame Street, even though some decried Sesame Street as being too liberal, in a way, I get that a little bit. But there was so much more to it. It wasn't about politics as much as it was about learning how to be friends, learning how to add and subtract, learning attitudes toward stuff. The sing a song thing, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Well, and also it touched on something that everybody has a different personality and how to coexist in a way. When you look at all of those characters, the human stars, such as Bob McGrath and the puppets.
Yeah, there just was so much there. He had an impact, I think. And again, I'm so tired, I'm going to say sick, I'm so tired of everybody doing the political thing. There was great stuff. It wasn't always great, but there was a great, great, great sense of love and feeling that was on Sesame Street that I think was to be appreciated. It's still, actually, 28 past the hour now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime, and here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The censoring of content to the American people during a presidential election on social media giant Twitter and pushed by the federal government in weekly meetings was exposed by Elon Musk on Friday night with the release of some internal documents. Tennessee Senator Republican Marsha Blackburn on Fox News calls out the government's dirty secrets.
You know, this really adds to what we already knew about Facebook, what we knew about Google and how they would preference or suppress. It also gives us a lot of insight into what went into covering up the Hunter Biden story.
The South Korean military is reporting North Korea has violated a 2018 inter-Korean agreement that was intended to minimize tensions by firing 130 artillery rounds into the sea off both its east and west coasts Monday morning. USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Time for a little Xmas music.
Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear? A song.
I've always liked this one. You, Jay?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, very nicely done. Yep, it's a good, it's put you in a good frame of mind. It's a good spirit, if you will, that we find in a lot of this music. Crank it up a little, will you? Will you, Phil? James? Remember singing as a choir boy in church a lot of these great songs. This was one of the, this was considered a religious tune. It really wasn't, but you know, kind of it was in the same league as Deck the Halls or Silent Night, you know, that sort of thing. So nicely done. 35 now. We need a minute of Christmas music at least.
All the time.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of cheer, which is what that brings me, I want to acknowledge a note from a lady who listens to the program a lot. I get these all the time, but once in a while there's one that sort of sticks out. And this particular person... is a pastor in a church, listens all the time, wishes us a Merry Christmas. And actually, this card came for Thanksgiving, and I just saw it with a quote from the Bible. I actually like the Bible a lot. There's a lot of great stuff that's in the Bible. Pastor Robert Vaughn. So thank you, Pastor, for sending us the note, for thinking about us, wishing us well. Sometimes it takes that long for the stuff to get to me. So it was probably sent a long time before Thanksgiving, and I just got it. Because sometimes people don't know how to get to me if they're sending me actual mail, which is okay. They send it to the stations that carry the program, and then that is sent along to me. So that's part of the deal. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, with a focus on differentiation. I think that's one of the things, and I talk about it because I don't want to. We don't talk about ourselves here, although just telling stories about the family and things that are near and dear to us, that's part of what people like to hear in a person who's on the radio. I learned that a long time ago. The people want to know who you are. They want to know what is important to you and your thoughts about things that are going on. But they're very interested not only in what's going on in the world, but also what it is that's going on in your world, because people identify, especially people who are alone. I've learned that because being on the air on holidays over the years, I've gotten to know and connected to people who are all by themselves. And that's why radio like this has such an important part of people's lives. And so anyway,
another reason why during holidays, when most people are off, we like to spend it with our friends and
yeah, exactly.
Do the show.
Yep. Your father writes in a commentary in one of the trades this week about the blurring of news and talk and opinion. And he's oh so right. I hope that it's clear here that the stories that we present to you are stories that we both engage ourselves in to tell you the story. And then afterwards, if there's something to be said, then we'll say it. Because, there's a lot of times people they don't have a spin on it, or they don't have a thought on it. I don't like the spin thing. I went back to Bill, what's his face, in the no spin zone, and then
sounds like ulterior motives.
Well, it was always spin. It was nothing but spin. It's like Fox News, their business about we report, you decide. Nonsense. That's anybody who's half a brain knows that's not what they were about. And the same with Bill O'Reilly. So anyway, that's not. I want to talk about the Australians. And the fact that they have won the World Cup, right? Or are they in the? They advanced to the finals.
Yeah. They advanced.
Right. Uh-huh.
And it was a historic start to their World Cup run, and they did a great job.
How long does this go on?
It seems like we.
No, well, I mean, we did better. We the U.S. team. I always object to that piece of we. You didn't do anything. You're just talking about it. The people on the team are the ones that should be in the we column. And yeah, apparently, but this is seemingly, maybe it's because America's involved in it, going on and on and on and on and on. We've been talking about this for weeks. And there still is, when is the final, when do we line up for the final game? How long does it take to get there?
Still a couple weeks away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it? Okay, all right. So, you're still following it though, right?
I will be in case anything big happens so that we can talk about it, because everybody else will probably be talking about it. It's something significant. But, like I said before, I'm a homer. I only pay attention to my teams, and USA was my team.
Okay. There you go. In the other sports news of the day, a pro hockey star named Pat Maroon is turning a nasty bit of snark into a teachable moment. This sounds like a Sesame Street story, right? He was body shamed by a sports announcer during a game. He plays for the Tampa Bay Lightning. He's called the Big Rig.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the ice during a match against the Bruins when a sportscaster made derogatory comments about his size, telling the crowd that the inadvertent fasting for Pat Maroon is like going 4 hours without a meal. What a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, there are ways of saying stuff like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So anyway, Maroon's response was to donate a couple of grand to Tampa Bay Thrives, which is a nonprofit that helps people struggling with mental health, bullying, and body image. Good.
Good for him, right?
Yeah, right. Yes, right. Maroon was all over social media talking about his decision to be supportive of those struggling with mental health issues, bullying, body image. He says, I'm making the donation in the name of real Jack Edwards, who was the commentator, apparently, that made the took the shot. And the foundation followed up by tweeting that it would match all donations made by Maroon and his fellow Lightning players. So the team came to his aid, right? Came to his
Yeah,
support.
And then even hockey fans who are fans of other teams, and in hockey, when you're a fan of a different team, you tend to not root for anybody on other teams, and so many people came to social media, and they're like, hey, I'm not supposed to be a fan of yours, but I am now, and
yeah.
Way to go.
Right.
You had a whole lot of attaboys.
It reminds me of one of the themes to the movie about Steven Spielberg called The Fablemans. I don't know if you've seen that or not. I saw it over the weekend, and I thought it was quite a good movie. But one of the subplots, especially when he was a youngster in high school growing up, was how much bullying he was subjected to because he was a smaller kid. He wasn't really athletic, and I can identify with that, although it wasn't that I wasn't athletic or wasn't capable. I just didn't find it to be of interest to me. But he was in, we all know how Spielberg kind of got started. You see more of the detail reading or watching this movie, but it's so nicely done. And Michelle Phillips, what do I always want to call it? Michelle Phillips, right? Not Michelle. Yeah, Michelle Phillips is the actress. She was very good as his mother, but it's a good story. And it tells you the story of Spielberg, and a lot of people are very interested because he's had a fabulous influence on all of us in terms of popular culture. Yep. What surprises me, I learned last week that Steven Spielberg, we were talking about the new movie, the new Indiana Jones movie coming out next summer. Spielberg did not direct it. It was the first there have been four so far. He's directed them all, but then there's somebody new doing it this time. And the trailer is out. If you haven't seen it, go find it on social media. You will really enjoy what you see if you're a fan like I am of that series. I don't think there was a bad one. There are people like Chuck Curry, who's our movie guy. I didn't like a couple of the ones in the middle, but I just think they're all... It's kind of like there's no bad Star Wars movie. There's no bad Star Trek movie. They just, yeah. All right. This is up from your wheelhouse. Balenciaga. You taught me how to pronounce Balenciaga. They have tossed out their suit against the marketing agency that they claimed was to blame for some photo shoots. Instead, they're doing a 180. Focusing on the organization. So here, this is actually pretty good news, don't you think? This is a very interesting twist.
It is,
twist.
It's probably going
it's kind of like what that guy did from the Tampa Bay. You know, the same kind of thing. You know, throw a different emphasis on whatever the controversy is.
Yeah, and Balenciaga, this is probably going to help them stay relevant on the good side of things because people are coming for them for that the winter ad campaign and the children holding BDSM bears and all of that. And then Balenciaga came back with a lawsuit saying it was the marketing agency. It wasn't their fault. It was the marketing agency's fault. But let's be real. Somebody from Balenciaga, more than one person likely, had to approve this to even...
Sure.
Go live or anything, but then they've decided to remove the lawsuit and donate that money for, it's a significant fund, for a good deed. Really, really making something out of this, like, crapshoot.
Yeah. Yeah, that is kind of what it is. Now, there's another lawsuit that people are talking about. This is against Fox News. It's a defamation suit. Have you heard this story? Back to the business of, this has become pretty contentious, actually. Lachlan Murdoch, who is, Rupert Murdoch, yeah, Rupert Murdoch's son, has been personally sued, and he's actually being deposed today as part of a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox for amplifying bogus claims that rigged machines from Dominion voting systems were responsible for Trump getting defeated. This is something we're back to sort of, this was a good example, that's why I sort of brought it up, of the news twisting and turning things around. This is the this is I don't want to say it's a warning, but the questions that will be asked of him under oath about what they do and how they do it, how much, again, back to the blur that your father was talking about between news and opinion, I think actually Fox was the first to do that and make it a real thing. You know, they report, you decide, bunkum. And then the things that were so biased that Roger Ailes came up with. He was a brilliant guy when it came to being able to figure this all out. But they've been going back and forth anyway, this particular suit, if you haven't heard about it. And they've been going back and forth. It's, by the way, in Delaware, because Fox is headquartered, most of the big corporations have an address in Delaware because there's no tax state for corporations. Anyway, there are lots of different witnesses, a lot of evidence. It's interesting. So this is a, when the judgment comes down, it'll be, something that people will sit up and take note about what, you know, how the news is delivered. I think if you say something that's wrong, you should be sued. You should be open for being sued if you're hurting other people, and they obviously did in this case.
Defamation, yeah.
Yep. 48 after, this is Good Day.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
It's 20 Webster in the news, 53 past the hour. Just gave away half an hour of your life, Jay. The Duggar is here with the Jay Kirshner Farm Food and Family Time. We start out this and most every episode of the Farm Food and Family Visit with a focus on contamination. I feel like singing it was contamination. I know. All right, so the recall of the day comes from the Department of Ag's Food Safety and Inspection Services. Public health alert for summer sausages sold by Paradise Locker Meats. Plastic in the sausage yet again. When is there going to be a crackdown? There's almost every week we have one of these that is that's geared toward extraneous materials, specifically plastic in this case.
Something from the machine.
Yeah. The products are not available for purchase, but they are out there. So if you've got anything from Prairie Meats that's identified as summer sausage and a couple of other brands that use the same stuff, as is the case with a lot of these big grocery store chains, there is a lot of similarity. The big four or five, they buy stuff from the same outfits, have it prepared. Sometimes it's locally done, and sometimes it's done by them. Trader Joe's is pretty good at that. Trader Joe's pretty much has proprietary rights on all the things that they actually sell under their brand name. Doesn't mean that they aren't made somewhere else, but they're a little better, I think. That's my experience with meat and poultry and things like that. So at any rate, the bottom line here is if you have anything labeled summer sausage, no matter what it is, bring it back to the store. It was actually first noted in Kansas and Missouri, but other locations. You can buy this stuff online. How do you do that? How do you buy sausage online? I suppose like Omaha Steaks, though, right? They send it to you in
you
a frozen.
You buy anything online. And this is the kind of sausage that is a lot of time in those, like, gift baskets.
Ah, right. Okay, got it. Now, speaking of grocery stores getting bigger and bigger and bigger, there are a number of consumer groups that are urging the United States government to block Kroger's buying out Albertsons for $25 billion. When this was first announced, what, a month or so ago, I said pretty much the same thing. The Federal Trade Commission has received a lot of letters from groups arguing the deal would raise prices, which it will. Grocery stores are, the less competition you have, this is the biggest, and I don't even like this word lie, but whenever there's some big, like airlines, when they merge, or some big conglomerate merges with another big conglomerate, they always say, well, it's going to be better for the consumer. Do you know what hogwash that is? That's just not ever true. And you can guarantee that it won't be true for this. The consumers are in an organization called the Fair Food System. They're the ones who are trying to block Kroger's acquisition of Albertsons. Kroger said on its behalf it didn't expect the deal to lead to any store closures, which would hurt workers. Okay, so what about the people that are buying stuff? Well, you always have a choice to go to someplace else, but there are always hearings about price fixing. When these companies, they all get together, the chief executives get together, and they all share. His company, this guy who's the fellow who runs Kroger, says, we'll still be smaller than Walmart. Yeah, that's a great selling point. It wouldn't be a selling point for me. That Walmart is one of the problems. You see the way that they, it's a big problem. So combining Kroger and Albertsons creates this mega grocery store buyer, they say, which will squeeze the suppliers. And what from my point of view, what it does is shrink the farmer's share of the food dollar, which already is abysmally low. So I don't think there's any reason this should go through. And the people that work at Kroger's are part of the mix here, because they say that 75% of the people who work at Kroger's can't afford to buy the groceries at Kroger's. What does that tell you? That's a pretty interesting reality,
isn't
it?
Huh? Yeah.
Under the circumstances. Christmas trees. You bought your Christmas trees yet? Look around for the Christmas tree farms. Trying to keep the cost down, but it's just fun to go out and saw your own tree and get it and bring it home. Maybe that's something to look for in your neighborhood. It's 58:59 now, past the hour on Good Day.
Need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.